When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. We're getting conflicting stories out of Germany over negotiations between Volkswagen and its labor representatives. Some reports say the two sides are as far apart as ever. Others say they're inching towards a deal. And that just shows the back and forth nature of these negotiations. VW said it may need to close 3 assembly plants in Germany, and analysts say it needs to lay off 30,000 employees to hit its modest profit goal, which is a 6.5% profit margin by 2026. Of course, the labor side doesn't want any of those plant closings or layoffs to happen, but Volkswagen is in a really tough position. If it gives in to labor demands, it won't be competitive and could die a slow death. If it rejects labor's demands, it faces crippling strikes. We think they'll probably hammer out some sort of compromise that will leave both sides dissatisfied. And it's not just problems at Volkswagen. The entire European auto industry is struggling. It's only on pace to sell 13 million vehicles this year, which is at least 3 million units below where it needs to be to have a healthy industry. To deal with the low volume, automakers have been raising prices, and the numbers are enough to set your hair on fire. According to Jado Dynamics, the average new car in Germany costs nearly 60 grand. That's more than the average worker makes in a year, which is $54,000. In France, the average new car costs 51,000 bucks. In Spain, it's 56,500. In Italy, it's more than $58,000. And in the UK, it's 62 grand. Car makers are also raising prices on ICE vehicles to make them less appealing so they can meet stricter CO2 standards. And with low-cost Chinese EVs starting to enter the market, Jado says this is threatening the viability of the European auto industry. And okay, back to the labor issue again, only this time in the United States and with Rivian specifically. Bloomberg reports that Rivian cut a secret deal with the UAW that could make it easier to organize its workers at its assembly plant in Illinois. Rivian promised to remain neutral if and when the UAW tries to get the workers to join the union. It looks like the neutrality agreement only goes into effect after some specific metrics are met, but those specifics remain secret. One trigger point might be when Rivian posts a quarterly profit, but we really don't know yet. We also find it odd that Rivian would agree to remain neutral. That's pretty much what Volkswagen did and ended up with the union representing the workers at its plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Meanwhile, Mercedes actively opposed the UAW and its workers rejected the union. VW is currently negotiating with the UAW and has proposed a 14% raise over 4 years. But we think that VW is a lot more likely to end up with the same UAW contract that the Detroit 3 got. EV startup Canoe looks like it's on its last legs. The company announced that it furloughed another 82 employees earlier this week, which puts its total to 132 workers in the last 90 days. And it idled its factory in Oklahoma because it needs more money to keep its operations going. Canoe says it's in talks with, quote, various capital sources, and it hopes to bring back its employees soon. But that's the same thing Fisker said before it folded. Canoe also announced that it's going to do a reverse stock split in order to regain compliance on the NASDAQ. The stock exchange requires companies to have a minimum stock price of $1 per share. But Canoe's stock closed at less than a cent yesterday. Hopefully for the company, these moves work, but it sure looks like it's dead.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
But the Hemi isn't dead. Dodge announced that V8-powered Durangos will continue to be sold in the 2025 calendar year. Specifically, the 5.7-liter Hemi, which is standard in the Durango RT, and the 6.2-liter supercharged Hellcat engine will still be available. Dodge says it made the move, quote, due in part to market demand and customer feedback. But we think the decision to keep the Hemi came with the departure of CEO Carlos Tavares. A little over a week ago, Stellantis insiders told Mike Wayland at CNBC that it was Tavares' stubbornness to have a greener lineup and unwillingness to listen to U.S. executives that the engine was even dropped from some models in the first place. So it's soldiering on in the Durango. But we say, if you're going to keep it there, why not get more volume and add it back to other models? Jaguar announced a bold new brand direction recently, and while people had mixed feelings, the company's managing director thinks there's space for a disruptive brand and says the people that will buy these cars want to be treated like insiders. So Jag came up with an interesting way to connect with them. Podcasts. There will be podcasts with the head of design and engineers and more, so customers will get access to information that they wouldn't be able to get anywhere else. The director says, quote, they're joining a community. All these ultra-luxury brands do things to make the buying experience as unique as possible, but podcasts are a new one for us. The Corvette ZR1 is an impressive machine, and now it has the numbers to back it up. The standard version will do 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds and run the quarter mile in 9.7 seconds, while the optional ZTK performance package shaves 0.2 of a second off that 0 to 60 time and another 0.1 off the quarter mile. Earlier this year, it earned the title of fastest car ever built by an American auto manufacturer by running 233 miles an hour at a test track in Germany. The ZR1 is powered by a twin-turbo 5.5-liter flat-plane crank V8 that makes over 1,060 horsepower. Chinese automakers are taking the Mexican market by storm, and their momentum is only building. Dongfeng announced that it's going to introduce 10 models to the Mexican market, including both battery electrics and plug-in hybrids. While Dongfeng makes cars in China for Nissan, Renault, Honda, and Stellantis, the vehicles it's launching in Mexico are made on its own platforms. And it's notable to see that Dongfeng isn't just sticking its toe in to test the waters, it's launching with a full lineup. Waymo says autonomous cars are a lot safer than cars with human drivers. It partnered with Swiss Re, one of the world's largest reinsurers, to analyze the liability claims of its self-driving cars. And they found that Waymo's system is safer than humans and even vehicles equipped with advanced driver assistance systems. Compared to human-driven vehicles, Waymo had 88% fewer property damage claims and 92% fewer claims for bodily injury, while vehicles with ADAS tech were only slightly better than human drivers. Of the 25.3 million fully autonomous miles driven by Waymo vehicles, it was involved in just 9 property damage and 2 bodily injury claims. Compared to human drivers traveling the same number of miles, they'd be expected to have 78 property damage and 26 bodily injury claims. However, it is still important to note that Waymo vehicles don't operate in all areas and conditions that human drivers do. And hey, this is the last show of the year. We'll be off for a well-deserved break and to enjoy the holidays. We wish you a Merry Christmas, or however you celebrate. And we're going to hit the ground running on January 2nd of 2025. And oh, just in case you're wondering about the sweater here, I've had it for several years. Mopar reached out to me several years back, and I really liked it. And I said, hey, if you send me one, I'll wear it on the show. So they did send me one. I looked it up today. They do offer sweaters, not this exact one. It sells for about $70. If that's a little much for an ugly holiday sweater for you, I did see that they have a sweatshirt that's a little more affordable. But thanks for watching, and we'll see you back again in 2025.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Making a life full of memories, one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak Tires, with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Tajin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.
Decisions.
Wait a minute. Are you still looking for cars on Carvana?
Yeah. Decisions.
When I use Carvana, I found the exact car I was looking for in minutes. Bought it on the spot.
Electric or full diesel? Decisions.
Come on, you've been at it for weeks. Just buy it already.
You're right. Crossover it is. Decisions decided.
Whether you know exactly what you want or like to take your time, buy your car the convenient way with Carvana.
The most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco Holiday Market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.
$15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.